I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. I'm going to talk to Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter here momentarily, but I do want to remind you, Junkies Poker Open, it's not that far away. September 7th. Mark it down on your calendar. It's a Friday this year. Typically, we've been doing them on Thursdays, but this year it's a Friday at MGM National Harbor. Last year, we had almost 650 entrants in the tournament. It was fantastic. Of course, for years and years, we did it in Atlantic City. But now we're doing it at MGM National Harbor. It's gotten bigger. It's better. It's fun. Thursday night, you come join us. You hang out. Get some gambling in. Friday morning, we do the show. And then we head over to the poker room, which is all new poker room. Cakes has been a regular. He's the poker ambassador over there. They refurbished it and hooked it up, and it's nicer and bigger, and we're going to be doing the tournament, of course, Friday morning. All right, join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal Craig Hoffman, Redskins beat reporter. Hey, Craig.
Morning.
See you, Hoff. What's up, buddy?
Barely me. This is what happens when they have an 8 o'clock preseason start.
What time did you actually get in? What time did your head hit the pillow last night?
About 2.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Are you going
not to... too bad. Didn't sleep great, though. But yeah. It's all right. We're here. We're up. We're powered. We're ready to go. Talk some football.
Yep. All right. What was your first reaction after last night?
Winning is better than losing, I guess. I mean, it was interesting because I feel like we're at a spot with this roster where there's not too much wiggle room. And so I don't feel like there was any major changes in position battles last night. I'm very interested to kind of see how the wide receiver continues to play out. Cam Sims is obviously making a play for a roster spot, and with Robert Davis, maybe there's one available. But I still kind of think that they might just be locked into the guys that they have there. It's going to depend on if Sims can prove he's worth keeping over Brian Quick, but they bring such different things to the table. Yeah, they're both bigger outside guys, but Sims brings this, you know, obvious playmaking ability that we saw on display last night. But Quick is a veteran presence in a room that has none otherwise. So yeah. I'm very curious to see how they do that. And for, you know, a fifth wide receiver or a sixth wide receiver, potentially even having a veteran presence it might be a thing that is considered worthwhile over a playmaker who probably isn't going to be dressed or who might not even be dressed on game day. So I think that's you know, one of the obvious like on the field things last night. But the other thing, guys, that I haven't seen talked about as much, maybe it's getting a little bit more play this morning, but I wrote about it last night, is the Redskins ended each half with a perfectly managed 2-minute drive. And it's funny because at training camp, Jay Gruden is so on top of the 2-minute drill. He's awesome at running it. It's fun to watch him, you know, because he's saying, okay, ball's on the 35, right hash, second down, 6, you know, whatever, here's the clock situation. And he, you know, but it's all scripted. Well, last night in an unscripted game at the end of the first and second halves, he designed scoring drives, and the second half one obviously winds up winning them the game. So preseason's for coaches too, and Jay Gruden did well last night. Even if it's a lower pressure situation than the regular season, he still executed on his part. And unlike a lot of the guys on the field, he will be around for the regular season.
So you think Quick is a lock to make the team?
I don't think he's a lock. I think Sims could steal his spot, absolutely. I wonder, because literally every receiver they have is on their rookie contract except for Brian Quick.
Right.
And that seems like a dangerous proposition to go into a year. Now, it's a very mature room. Like, Jamison Crowder's a veteran at this point, and he's on the last year of his rookie deal, and he's a pro. Josh Doctson is very low maintenance in terms of his personality. He doesn't need to be babied. He works, all those kinds of things. So it's not like they got a bunch of, oh, I guess Paul Richardson's not on his rookie deal. He just signed, you know, coming off of his rookie deal. This is his first year on his second contract. But it's a group of guys who knows how to play and everything, but it's still a relatively young room. So I just wonder if they value Quick's veteran leadership more than they might value Cam Sims, who is still extraordinarily raw. I mean, they might be able to get him on the practice squad.
What about which of the running backs are jumping out at you? Is it Shane Pirine didn't get it, you know, wasn't able to get more than one carry? I thought the other guys each showed some of their value and why they're there. It's a fairly deep group. There's no star there, but I think they all present ability.
Right, and that's the big bummer, EB, about last night is you felt like that was the position group that might move a little bit, that we might get some clarity on. But when Samaje Perine has one carry, it's the best carry I may have ever seen him have in a Redskins uniform. He hit the hole and was gone. Like, that was, you know, he a lot of times will dance in the backfield, and, you know, it's spun as a positive. Oh, he's so patient. No. See the hole, hit the hole, go. And that's exactly what he did last night. And then, obviously, the end of that carry for the second straight week, a Redskins running back gets tackled after a great carry, and it's not good. Obviously, this one's a lot better than last week, that Pirine comes away with just a twisted ankle as opposed to Darius's ACL. But it's hard to evaluate. You know, okay, he got one carry that was well blocked, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And for Byron Marshall, same thing. You know, he didn't show a whole lot last night. He nearly fumbled a kickoff, which would have been not great. But, you know, doesn't really show a lot. Bibbs had the one big screenplay, which was really well executed by him. He gives just enough of a fake on a blitzer to slow him down and then dips around him and is able to run into space. So that was really well done. But he averaged like 1.2 on his carries. And a lot of this is the blocking wasn't great from what I saw. Obviously, I have to go back and watch. It's really hard to see from the press box how offensive line is run blocking specifically, nevertheless pass blocking. And then, you know, for Rob, has the one catch for 13 yards, shows a little bit of his versatility, why he's got a little bit more to his game versatility-wise than Pirine might. But from a ball-carrying standpoint, his average is also not very good. So, I just don't feel like there was a lot of separation last night, and that's the one position group I think that might be have the most to decide, because I think I'm trying to think otherwise, but I'm pretty sure that's the only position group on the field where the starter isn't determined yet.
Mm. Does Pirine look quicker to you this year?
A little bit. I mean, that carry last night, he looked explosive. He's always had the ability to go, like, to when he decides to turn it on real quick, but the problem is, he doesn't get going very fast.
No,
I mean, there's only so much top end speed there, and he often, you know, is slow to make that decision to go. And so, if he runs like he did last night, then you know he's a valuable NFL back. I mean, all you got to do is average about four yards a carry, and you're doing your job. You're keeping the offense on schedule, all those things. So, you know, if he's going to be decisive, and with his size, if he just gets moving forward, like, he's going to get four a lot of the time. So, I'm interested to see how quickly he can bounce back, and if in a bigger sample size against Denver, if he can repeat that, because he went from a guy that might not make this roster to he might be the starter. He's going to run anywhere close to the explosiveness and decisiveness he did on that one carry.
Talking to Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter. Everybody's excited about the defensive line. We finally got to see Daron Payne, who's you've been hyping up, just super strong and a beast.
Yeah, that kid is. I mean, I'm trying to remember who I was with pregame, but I was walking with somebody pregame, and he, John Allen and Matt Ioannidis were walking next to each other, and we're just commenting about how Allen definitely got bigger this year, put on a little bit of weight, and just has this anchor now that is impressive. And Ioannidis is obviously a really big kid, and Payne's bigger than both of them. Like, the kid is mammothly large, and Jay raves about how strong he is in the weight room. Like, he just does stuff in the weight room at 21 or 22, however old he is, that nobody else does. And this is on a group or, you know, in a locker room with some of the strongest men on earth, because it's an NFL locker room, and he's stronger than all of them. So add that to the quickness and the burst and the football IQ and everything that he's got, and they think he can be really special. And if, you know, obviously last night plays one series or maybe two series, has a sack on his third snap in his professional career, and if that's any indication, then they might just be right.
And then the depth, I mean, we talked about him last week, but Tim Settle impressed once again. So they're going to have
more
depth.
Yeah, he was great last night. Let me put it this way. He showed up a lot last night. And the reason I phrase it that way is because when I asked him after the game, like, hey, man, it seems like you're showing a lot. Like, how do you feel about how you're playing? He's like, I got a lot to work on. Like, I'm still learning. I had, you know, a bunch of plays where I was out of position. Like, I was jumping too much. And so, you know, we see the jumping. We're like, oh, yeah, he's getting his hands up. He got the ball. You know, he knocked a ball down. And he's like, no, Tom Sula's probably going to chew me out in a meeting. So it's funny how young players can be self-critical like that. And I think that's good. You know, a lot of times veterans do it in kind of this casual way. Settle almost had like this fear in his eye when he was answering the question, which is great because it just shows that he wants to get better and learn. And if you can make plays while you learn, you're going to have a place on an NFL roster. And in this case, you're going to be in the rotation and a valuable part of this team.
The guys that we've already talked about jumped out at me, right? Allen, Payne, and I don't know if we've mentioned Smith and Kerrigan, those guys, they did their thing. The one I'm intrigued by who didn't jump out at me, now, in fairness to him, I wasn't really looking for him. In fact, I'm pissed that I didn't think about him, but Ryan Anderson, what did he do last night, if anything?
Yeah, you know, he was on the field a little bit later than I think people would have probably anticipated. Grant, I was sitting next to him in the press box, and he made that point. He's like, is that 52 still out there? Like, late third quarter, early fourth, maybe even. He's got his strengths, which are, you know, he's got the ability on the end of the line to, like, anchor in the run game, and he's so strong. He's not going to get moved. But as a pass rusher, it's just – it hasn't shown up yet. And so I wouldn't say from – you know, I wasn't really watching him too much last night either, EB. I got to go back and watch, and I'll focus on him for sure. But he's there, and you'd hope that a guy that's a second-round pick is more than there, and he's going to continue to develop. And, you know, his mental makeup is part of the reason they really, really liked him, so he's going to continue to work. But eventually you got to produce, and for him in year two, you know, he's going to be relied upon. And that's part of the reason why, if he's not going to be an effective pass rusher, I think Pete Robertson might have a much bigger role on this football team than we ever anticipated, because he is a speed rusher, and he flashed a couple times last night where he was able to turn the edge. And even on the play where DeShazer Everett tipped it and Troy Apke got the pick, you know, Robertson wound up getting flipped on that play, but it was so, you know, was in the backfield and was getting close to maybe making a play if that wasn't a quick pass. So he's got some pop to him, and is apparently taking massive steps in the off season. And so we'll see if Anderson can keep him off the field by playing well.
I'll tell you who, now they play different positions, but who jumped out at me more was Martell Spate.
That guy makes an interesting
plays.
Guy, man. Mm-hmm. Because he I think was very much on the outside looking into this roster coming into training camp, and in two games, the preseason games, he's played pretty well. The trouble for Martrell is he is a Mo. He is not a Mike linebacker. So there are two inside linebackers. The Mike is the guy that calls the signals, and all of their Mikes, guys like Mason Foster, Zach Vigil, Sean Dion Hamilton, their rookie from Alabama, they can all also play the Mo. But Zach Brown, Martrell Spate, those guys can't go the other way. Those guys can't call signals. No, they don't feel comfortable with them calling signals. It's not a strength for them to be in charge of the defense like that. And so if you're a backup and you're a versatility play, that's really damning. But at the same time, like, that dude is around the ball a lot. He shows up on special teams, and he's violent, and he just has an energy to him that I think they would like to keep around if they can find a spot for him. And so it's going to come down to the numbers in part, and then I think it's going to be – like, I think Hamilton's making this team. So if Harvey Clemens is also going to make this team, even though he's injured right now, I think they might even push for him to get some run in nickel and dime situations to get Zach Brown off the field and out of coverage in obvious passing situations. That was the plan seemingly in the first couple weeks before Harvey Clemens got hurt. Mm-hmm. It's going to come down to whether they keep four or five inside linebackers, and then it's between Vigil and Spate. And if they think Hamilton's ready, if needed to be to back up Mason at the mic spot, they might say, look, Spate's the better player. We're going to keep Spate. And that would be the second year in a row they kept Spate over Vigil.
Do you think that Todd Bowles is thinking, all right, week one, I'm going to go to my veteran, even though he's almost 40. That's why I didn't play him last night. I just want to see what Darnold can do. Or do you think Darnold has a legitimate shot at starting week one?
I mean, I think he's got a legitimate shot. I mean, that kid can play. I think you guys saw what we saw in Richmond last night. Like, he delivers a good ball that's accurate, and a lot of times where his guys can get it and the defenders can't. I'm fairly impressed with Sam Darnold. You know, a lot of people thought he was the number one pick all year long, and it's always funny. You know, you see, have guys that are like consensus number one picks till like November, and then it's like, maybe someone else. And then you go through the draft process, and all of a sudden everything changes with no games being played. But yeah, I think Darnold could absolutely start. I think it might depend on how good they think their team is, but it's also going to depend on how Todd Bowles feels about his job security. Because if he feels like he could be on the hot seat, which is always the case in New York, you're going to play the best guy. And Darnold seems to be the best that they've got, although Bridgewater looked pretty good last night at times, too.
Yeah, I feel like Bridgewater is just kind of – I mean, I can't imagine they're going to keep all three of those guys. They might just trade
I mean, there's got to be a team that's got quarterback situation worse than Teddy Bridgewater. That dude can play.
Yeah.
All right, Craig, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, so next game's Denver. Is that next Thursday or is it next weekend?
Next Friday, actually. Friday. So we got a kind of a wacky schedule. And then I believe Baltimore's to close out the preseason is the following Thursday.
Nice. Good to see RG3.
All right, get some rest. I know you got a wedding. I saw you tweeting about that, so enjoy.
Thank you. Yeah. I will see you guys next week.
All right.
Yeah, man.
I guess I think he emailed about that. He didn't tweet about that.
He
emailed about that, right.
Yeah, he had a wedding, so he's going to be off for a couple days.
Good.
Right?
I read the same thing that you read.
Yeah, I read that
stuff. I like his updates, his little recap emails.
Even lets you know what audio is available.
He could hit the skins every day if he wanted.
He should call in and just do it every day at 7 o'clock.
Every day. Please me to no end.
You mean talk about the Redskins?
Yes. Okay. It's 7. That annoying segment.
You can take his what he just said.
Yeah.
Isolate that.
Well, apparently he doesn't hit that much skins, according to you guys.
But we have no idea.
He didn't want to talk about it on the air. By the way, what happened with Adam and his it's Friday, so I missed it. What happened on your kickball night?
I wasn't able to close.
Yeah, shocker.
But she was
what are you
upset.
Like 0 for 2000?
Hold on. This is the problem with Adam. Adam only talks to this girl. Obviously he has a thing for her and he's trying. He only talks to her one day a week.
Because he only talks when he's drunk.
Well, no, he's only talking during the kickball. And obviously she wants like text during the weekend or leading up to
it. You got
to
work.
I know he's not working towards anything.
You think you can just show up and get buns?
I mean I'm that
atrocious.
Silly.
Look at you.
Stop saying that.
No. At kickball, though, I do impress her with my skills.
All
but
right,
the thing
so
is
follow
that,
up.
Right. I need to hit her up like tonight.
Yeah, he thinks that he can just go straight to the game and be a starter.
The girls don't care about your skills.
They don't
at
care
kickball.
If there is no
they don't
skills.
Care about athletic skills.
Yeah, she wants me to like commit to her. Basically.
No,
I don't
want to
do that.
That's no.
What do you mean commit to her? She won't even
She wants you to text her on a non kickball day.
Yeah, she just wants to know that you're not just
that you're thinking about her.
Why do you think she wants you to commit to her?
Because she was pissed that we hung out on Wednesday, and then the whole weekend went by, and I texted her, but we never hung out.
Right, just want you to pay attention, make it seem like you don't only want skins.
She wanted me to go to Jimmy Buffett. I don't give a crap about Jimmy Buffett.
Well, you got
to
eat one.
But sometimes you got to eat a
bowl. What did you tell her? Yeah. What did you tell her? You just said, I'm not interested?
She just said, I'll meet you at Margaritaville.
Yeah, why didn't you say, I'll meet you afterwards?
I did, but it was too late.
Mm. Yeah, you're just a dummy.
Don't you realize
you're destined to be poneless?
You have to put in some sort of work.
Yeah.
Right.
We all have to do dumb stuff that our wives want to do that we don't want to do. You just do it.
Yeah.
You got to eat one, man.
What's it tell you about her that she wants him to hang out with her? Wow. She wants AWOL to go to Jimmy Buffett with her.
Let me guess. She's no pictures of her. She's not on social media.
Yeah. She doesn't exist. I asked him for pictures.
No,
I mean,
after so kickball, I did find her. So I can,
you're going to come in here during the break. I want to see everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you if it's even worse.
You got any plans for tonight?
No. I have plans for Saturday, but.
So tonight you think you'd just chill or you'll end up drunk somewhere?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, a bunch of my friends going to the Nats game to get the Hawaiian shirt, but I already got it. So.
Hey, you can watch me on DC Sports Live. I'll be on NBC Sports Washington night at 10 with Michael Jenkins.
Yeah. You're looking awfully puffy, dude.
I have not lost weight in a few months.
Yeah, your face
you mean
is
the
looking,
face?
Face is looking really puffy.
I think it's just the beard, though.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. If
can
I
we
shave,
get like a tape measure or something and just measure the width of his face? I think it's just getting just puffier. You're getting puffy. It's gross, dude. You're like 25.
I remember Skippy's going to join us today. That'll be fun. Big Fat Winners. Apparently, Jason's back on the podcast.
Yeah,
signed a contract.
Big Fat Winners is going to be back probably next week.
It's going to be back where?
On our platform.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Intercom.
Oh, you got to tell me about that. I didn't know that that was happening.
Well, you don't care.
I mean, the percentages aren't that favorable for one Jason Bishop, but he's allowed to do the show.
What do you mean the percentages?
I think wasn't it in a 55-45
Oh, you
split?
Mean the revenues?
Yeah,
well, that's just typical.
The revenue split's not that favorable.
I mean, the man just kind of bends you over.
But at least you get to do it. But you just wanted to do it.
But I wanted to do it my way, too.
45 is better than zero.
Correct.
Yeah. Now your 45 might be split.
Now
by
we gotta
three
go
guys.
Out and get sponsors.
Oh. All right, Skippy's gonna join us.
Anybody interested? Hey, let me know.
45 out of zero is zero, so it doesn't even matter.
Right.
So we got Skippy coming up at 9:45, and we'll open up the entertainment page next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I know he's got the EP music going, but I do want to mention Grant and Danny. Pete's sitting in for Danny. They're going to have Cam Sims on the show at 10:30.
Oh, nice.
That should be good.
Cam Sims, the
nice
wide
pull.
Receiver who has been
He's
popping.
Flashed, yeah.
And at 1:30, they got Tim Settle.
Man, they just get all the hooks.
So 1:30, Tim Settle.
We just get Kevin McCarthy.
Cam Sims at 10:30.
Well, you
got
to go. Grant goes to stuff.
I
gotta
know
go
he does.
To stuff. And, I'm too lazy.
Real quick, just want to give a shout-out to I played golf at Hampshire Greens yesterday, Bobby Ashton. I used to play there a lot. Hadn't been there in a few years. Of course, is amazing. So thank you to Bobby for setting me and my boys up.
Hey, nice. Bobby.
You got hooked
really
up.
Nice course. Hooked up. It's in Ashton, Maryland. Basically Silver Spring.
I didn't even know there was an Ashton.
All right. It's called Ashton.
By the way, so during the break, we got to see a couple of the profile pics or whatever of Awad's girl that he's stalking at kickball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's cute.
Yeah.
Attractive enough. I mean, right? This is right. Put it that way.
She's not gross.
He shouldn't name any higher. I mean, that's right at his level.
He is, well, I would say a little higher than him.
She's higher than him.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say so too. She's higher than him.
Correct.
Sure.
Most are.
And if he's like acting like he's too cool to like go to a concert with her to grind out some time.
Right. If he's embarrassed to be around, if he's embarrassed to be around her, and he's being dumb.
No, yeah, I think the truth is, I'll be fair.
He's also selfish.
I know where you're going.
I don't think he's into her.
I don't think he likes her that much.
Well, because he thinks, who do you think you're
going to date? He wants a girl who's talking about his wizard's wallet.
No, it doesn't. I just feel like I aim for the moon.
Well, you keep doing that.
I like her. I don't know. I can tell right away if I'm not like. Size for a girl.
That's what I mean. That's what JP's saying.
But
you're not that into her.
But I'm sized enough to hang out with her on Wednesday and play kickball.
All right, one day a week for a couple hours.
That gets you nowhere.
But you don't necessarily have that many things in common with her.
But you're not excited.
It's not about common. He's just dumb.
You're not into her enough to take her out to dinner on a Friday night.
He thinks he should be dating like
these strippers. What's the perfect girl for you?
That won't happen.
Would it be a girl who's a perfect girl for you, theoretically, would be like a wizard sideline girl?
There was
like
some
sideline reporter for the Wizards, something like that.
There was some tramp at the sundress party that he was sized for. Do you remember her?
Who was that?
She was wearing some
I was in Houston.
Itty bitty.
Was that
Daisy
the girl
Dukes.
That you thought looked like the porn star or
she
something?
Looked like a porno chick to me.
Really?
Yeah. I thought she was gross.
I saw the picture. I didn't see her live, right? So I saw.
So he's into that look. That tells me all I need to know.
I know this. Like
besides the
picture,
look though, Adam didn't answer the question. Besides the look, what are you looking for?
I like a girl who's like fun and has a good sense of humor, but is like also interested in, you know, like
sports.
No,
what about
no,
this
not
chick?
Sports.
Is she interested in? Let me hear this.
I like a girl who's like into movies and books.
What?
What?
And Shakespeare.
Books? Why do you say
all
stupid
stuff?
Things?
Yeah, it's like what Rom said.
Why do you say dumb things?
Yeah. All right. He's a waste of time. But, all right, let's go.
But we do it all the time, and he gives the same answers.
He went on a lunch with this girl who is a huge Wizards fan. All mm-hmm. right, huge. Mm-hmm. They had so much in common.
Right.
But he and I go, well, Adam, you know, why don't you just go out with her again?
Right.
Seems like you guys kind of hit it off or whatever.
Right. What'd he
say? But for some reason,
He's not sized. Yeah.
Well, because she's probably not attractive.
She probably looks like a basketball.
No. I saw pictures.
All right. And
I mean, she's not. Bad.
Right.
I mean, when you say she's not bad,
well, look, he's not going to get a track like super attractive.
I know, but he sets his standards a little high.
It's way too high.
Look, she's a pretty girl.
Right.
But I actually think she's probably more attractive than Adam.
Of course.
But for some reason, Adam
just gets pumped.
Adam
all the time.
Is like scared to bring around like a six around his friends.
Yeah,
because
why?
He doesn't want to get like joned on.
Is that
just weird?
That's not the truth. The truth is, I like to go out and play Go Fish and you know, scounder around and think that I can get with anything.
Scounder?
Scramble. I don't know what the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. Scounder?
No, I don't think
can
so.
Can someone give me that definition?
I think a scoundrel is a word.
Oh. Yeah.
Scour.
Scour. I like to go around and you know, test the waters. Right. I don't like to show up with one girl and think that I'm, you know, trying to get with her.
Doesn't want to be anchored down.
Yeah. I'm like a fish.
No.
I'm like a fish.
I think it's because these girls that are attracted to you really aren't that attractive in general.
They don't meet what you thought you were going to.
And you know it, so you can't bring yourself to
Adam's idea. Adam's idea of himself is a lot higher than the idea in
reality.
But I think that everyone should be like that, right?
But hold on. Adam, if a 10 was into you, would you still want to just go to the dumb kickball and holler at, you know, pigs?
No.
Right. So your point is you're waiting for some, like, mythical
10
that's
really
never
going
to be into you.
I really feel like that my personality makes me way better looking than I might appear. You know what I mean?
Because I definitely know you don't appear good looking.
I really don't know what you mean anytime you talk.
You definitely appear trifling.
All right. Let's go to line two. All
right. Who is it? Kian? Keon? I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. How do you pronounce your name, my friend?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Keon. What's up, buddy? Keon. What's up, man?
You can't say that,
go ahead. He's stupid.
All right, go ahead.
You can say that.
Just don't use that word.
So this girl actually likes you, man. I know this. It can't be a coincidence at all, but I picked her up from your house after kickball, man.
How
so
do you know? How do you know?
At the kickball game. He was on the radio, actually. He you guys put him on the Thursday morning, the you know, the call in, and he mentioned that he, you know, they went back to his house that night, and he was at work. He left her at his house. He wasn't lying. I drive Uber and I picked her up from his house.
I can't remember exactly
what it is.
Yeah.
But she's like a wedding planner or florist or something. She does something with flowers and weddings.
Is that true,
Adam?
She definitely does something.
Well,
like
how
that.
Do you know
do you
that
know
that was Adam's
house?
Girl and all that?
Yeah,
how'd you put two and two together?
Because I listen to you guys all day from 6 to 10 every day.
Uh-huh.
And she clearly says, hey, do you listen to these guys every day? I said, yeah. She said, the guy named Awad on here. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, I play kickball with him. I said, wow, he was just talking about you.
Wow.
That
she
is
was
crazy.
Probably wearing the DC Frey shirt again, so he, you know, recognized her.
What did she say to you?
I don't remember what she was wearing, bro. I don't.
Right.
Did she say
it was
anything?
The content. It wasn't the shirt.
Right. So what is your take then? So you picked her up. So what are you saying? What's the reason for your call?
Just to confirm that he's not lying at the same time. Like, dude, like.
He shouldn't be
what
so picky.
All right.
Is she attractive?
What are you doing with your life, man?
Yeah, is she attractive
would
enough
you
for
it?
Him to holler at?
For Adam, most definitely.
Right. Most definitely. Was her personality, like, nice? Did she have a nice personality?
She was cool, man. She was actually really, really cool, man. And the thing that stood out the most was she found you funny.
Right.
We laugh at you.
Right. Exactly.
A lot of people do. Yeah.
Right. No, but what he's saying is we laugh at you,
yeah.
But she actually
you're
finds
the butt
you funny.
Of the joke.
Right. She thinks I'm funny. Like, when I'm telling you guys,
right. No
when
one
I go
else
out
does,
and meet girls,
but she
most
does.
Girls,
so you got one on the hook there, and you're going to let it go.
I'm telling you,
and
it's
you
an everyday thing.
You definitely get ready to let it go, buddy. You need to,
everyday
you need to do it take action, man.
Right.
When I go out and talk to girls, they think that I'm not the attractive guy. I'm the funny guy.
Right.
Okay, I make girls laugh all the time.
Right. Well,
you're automatically eliminated from one.
Good. Right. All right. But so, right. So capitalize in on that.
Keon, thank you for the call, buddy.
Thank you, Keon. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem, man. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for listening, too.
Man, that's random. The Uber driver calls up.
How crazy is that?
AWOD Army.
The bottom line is.
The AWOD Army. Is that what you think it is?
He was listening to the Junks, not play to win.
Dummy.
Are you back on the air this Sunday?
No, I believe the Nats play.
Oh.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
But are you going to get. Have you talked to CK?
They usually
get
do
shot?
Play on Sundays.
I talked to CK briefly. I need to have like a sit down and air check with him.
Oh.
But I mean, I need to get better and
yeah,
more
right.
reps gets
oh,
me
sure.
better, right?
God, thank God we didn't really have to ever do that.
Longevity drive.
He gets reps once every 8 months.
You don't get that many reps, man. You don't get
His
that many
last
reps.
Rep was
Christmas,
the Christmas
in August.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Doctson gets more reps than you.
At this rate, you'll be ready for a show.
Offense
in 2040.
Longevity drive.
You know what's so funny about you? Like you say, you're like a fish. Uh-huh. And you want to be out there and everything.
Yeah.
But that's really not true. You're just looking for a hotter chick. Because if you found a really, really hot chick, then of course you'd be sized and you would go to the Buffett concert and you would want to hang out and you would, you know what I mean? And you would want more dates.
Yeah, but it's not that I don't find this girl attractive enough. I don't get as sized, you know?
He doesn't click with her.
Yeah. Like I met a girl a month ago who totally didn't text me back, but I was butt sized for this girl. She was into soccer.
Right.
We had more in common when we hung out.
Well, she was probably hotter too.
See, that's what it is.
Right. That's what it is. He's not
being
honest.
It's not that. I'm not that shallow.
Oh, right. You're not that deep.
We all are to an extent, brother.
Yeah. Probably.
You're a guy. You're a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't give us this crap that you want someone who wants to read books with you.
All right, Evie, you sabotaged your own
We're not stupid.
EP by bringing him into the mix.
It's fine. Well, I know I had to because we had the Uber
you know
driver
that's
on.
More interesting.
We had the Uber driver on.
Yeah,
it's more interesting.
You know what else is interesting?
What?
The St. James. Yes, opening up in less than a month now. September 15th, it's in Springfield, amazing new complex. They're going to have a field house, two ice rinks, an Olympic-sized pool, courts galore. Your kids will be into it because you got learn to play in developmental sports programs. They've got competitive teams for weekend warriors like ourselves, the little kids, training in 30-plus sports, and just a fantastic place because you can be doing your thing. Your kids can do the climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games. They even have an indoor water park. They have it all, plus a premium health club, MediSpa, Spike Medicine Restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center. It's all under one roof. Learn more now at thestjames.co.
Hey, baby, your hips was getting big. Now you're getting thin, you don't care about your wig. Now, Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them because I hit him behind my speakers. The object of your affection is the T-top connection. What makes it clear you love to smoke the wolves.
I can just picture Skippy doing the kick
Head
step
bob.
Right now. No, he's doing a kick step.
Well, before we get to Skippy, and
in
it's been a while.
In his office in Colorado Springs.
I do need to let you know who's hot and who's not. Bryce Harper hot.
Yeah.
In 391 this past week. Two homers, six RBI. Bullpen ice cold. Two walk-off home runs, one against the Cubs. That seemed to be done.
By the way, since August 1st, Bryce Harper, although it's kind of hollow because they're not going to make the playoffs, but since August 1st, he's hitting 375 with a 453 OBP, and his OPS is almost 1,200.
Who's Hot, Who's Not, presented by ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. ARS Rescue Router, heating, cooling, and plumbing, making it work, making it right. And apparently we've made things right with Big Fat Winners being on the show and behind the scenes. People are signing contracts. One of those guys is our next guest.
Getting close.
Skippy.
Skip.
Getting close.
Now, Skippy, you've been doing your Big Fat Winners thing, though, since last year. It's just not with Bish.
Right.
Right. Yeah, he got, I don't know when it was. It was probably April.
I got handcuffed.
He got handcuffed. He went to the old...
Yeah.
County jail for a few
months. And you were doing it every week, every Tuesday.
No,
right?
we took off until just, we didn't do many after, we did a couple after you, and then we took off till July. We just started back up.
Well, no, I know, but since late July, you've been doing it for like a month so far.
It's fun. We've had some guests. We've actually had real guests, writers and stuff. It's kind of fun.
It's like a real podcast.
Why would you have guests?
He loves it.
I'd rather just hear you guys.
No, because I just like to get the info on these conferences. They've been from poopy conferences, so.
Yeah. All right, well, hold on.
He's trying to break down conferences.
I'm not.
You don't care about that.
No, I care about you.
That's what you and I will do on Big Fat Winners. We'll be doing that.
How are you doing? How's the marriage? How's life?
Marriage is money, dude. Marriage is money. My wife got sick in January.
What?
Late January. Yeah, she got really sick.
What exactly was it? Do you know? What was it?
Tidal hernia, right. Which pushes the stomach
acid up in your
up through the esophagus. Yeah, it's hurt. Anyway, so we changed the diet. She's lost 28 pounds. Prances around.
She probably looks money.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
so that's
by
good.
The way, his wife is, and I'm not exaggerating, his wife is about 6'2".
Right. Oh, really?
No, she's really tall. She's 6 feet, but she's lost.
She's
six. Anyway,
and
she's
by the
doing
way,
well,
since she's lost
so
28 pounds, I guarantee she looks taller, too. She probably looks
like
a runner.
She looks
model.
A little taller, and then she prances around by it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Her stomach, I mean, she just looks great. More sexual activity for Skippy, which is fun.
Really?
And less drinking. Quit all of marijuana. I mean, I haven't done anything. I just work. I work and get. And she, like I said, it's gotten crazy.
So basically, right, so because you were in a pretty dark place there for a while, you were just kind of like, you're probably back dark. In the rocking chair with the weed and the drinking.
It was so dark because when I realized I wasn't going to be a professional radio guy.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't going to be a professional handicapper.
Right.
It ruined my life for about 3 months. Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Are you in a weird relationship with the people that follow you on Twitter? Where can they currently follow you right now?
It's I don't know. What is it? Big F and Winners, I guess, is the Twitter handle. B-I-G F and Winners. Yeah.
F and Winners.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
are you still on that?
You were
though?
Interactive for a while, and then you
weren't.
Dark.
He went
then
dark.
You were like
right.
doing
I
just direct messages.
It's going to be the same thing.
Well, that's because he went like 1-40
when he goes cold,
in college hoops.
He shuts down.
He's like,
no. We know I get in. I'm crazy. So we know that I'm crazy. So I go in dark places. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Now I'm out. Yeah. Now I'm happy.
Right. So that's good. So everything's good. The job is good.
Can real quick, yep. Redskins, did you guys watch it?
Yes.
Well, I watched like the first quarter.
I get so salty at coaches that won't play a quarterback that needs to build cohesion with his team. He's won series.
All right.
Get very bitter.
Well, yeah, but he got pummeled on that one rollout.
I get that, but they're going to play him a few series next week, nothing in the fourth week, and then we're here at week one, and it takes a few weeks to get going, and then the Redskins do the same.
But why do you care about the preseason? Come on. You don't care.
I care about, because I like the Redskins. I want them to do well. That's where all the homies are. So I'd like them to do well, but they have to score in the red zone.
All right,
same
well, let
thing
me ask you this. If their win total was 7.5, would you go over or under?
Whew, that's a tough toe. I'd probably go under that. And it's 100% fact it's going under unless they figure out how to score TDs in the red zone and not kick three. That's a guarantee.
Oh, it'll go way under if they can't score touchdowns.
The East is brutal unless there's tons of injuries. I'm telling you, that East is going to be brutal this year. Cowboys will be better. Giants are definitely going to be better. And if the Eagles stay healthy, they're going to be the Eagles. And the NFC's crazy hard. I mean, there's 8 to 10 teams out of the NFC. AFC's totally different.
So can you give the listeners a little tease of Big Fat Winners and whether or not we're going to be doing that next week or what the deal is?
Well, I don't know if you are. I'm hoping you are. But
I should be able to.
I'm going to talk. I want to talk about Big 12, SEC, and the top 5 games, not next weekend, because next weekend it's only 2 poopy games. But the next weekend after that is when the fiasco begins. I think the top 5 games, I'm going to talk, you know, Auburn, Washington, Notre Dame, Michigan. That's a huge, way bigger game for Michigan than Notre Dame. But
yeah. There's some great games.
By the way, the money's pouring in on Notre Dame now, which is crazy.
By the way, I was checking out win totals for college football, and first of all, Maryland's at 5 on my site.
Yeah. I don't even know what to do on that.
I mean, we went through the schedule. They got a brutal schedule, obviously, being in the division that they're in. But I think they've got some wins outside of the conference. They can get, you know, Temple, possibly Rutgers.
Maybe. Rutgers is bad. Rutgers is going to, I mean, he's building a program there. Texas is coming to town week one. They crushed Texas last. Texas is supposed to be good. So that one. You know, if that goes really ugly, who knows what?
Yeah, I mean,
I would go under that.
They would have to have the Rutgers, the Temples, the Bowling Greens, the Minnesotas, all those, Illinois at home. You have to get all those, and then you're going to have to beat Texas or one of the Big 4.
Hey, Skip, I'm curious. You were a good athlete, and you played football in high school.
Wait a second. Great athlete.
You were a great athlete.
Go ahead.
How would you have handled a coach who dealt with Skippy with fear, intimidation, and humiliation?
It didn't work well with Skip.
Well, let me think about that. I'm trying to think I'm not the type of guy that needed to, first of all, I was crazy when I was 15 and 16, so who knows, but
No, you need a lot of positive affirmation. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Well, not maybe. I mean, again, from today, what I mean, back then, I don't know if that would have worked with me really well. I mean, probably if you didn't give me the ball, I probably would have said, I'm out. Quit. See ya. Let me throw it. Oh, we're not going to throw it. I quit. Peace. On to the next couch. But I don't know enough about that situation. I just know this, that that's a brutal situation for the players that are there, and it's hard to have a good season. I mean, that it's easy to say we're going to rally. That stuff, that just doesn't work most of the time. It's just hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a lot of hypocrisy with all that stuff. I've heard, like, people on the college game day, and they're talking about, the way coaches are and the way, this is a sport and it's turned into a business. That's right. It's a business now. People get paid lots of money, and we're all talking about it all the time. So it's a business. So to say we need to turn it back into a sport, it's not going to happen. It is what it is.
By the way, it's been a business for years.
Right.
It's not like it just turned into a business overnight.
I heard Greg McElroy, who I used to like, now I don't because of the – he said if you need to coddle college athletes, then coddle them. That's what he said verbatim, which is no. Even Skippy wouldn't need to be coddled. It is what it is. You've got to win.
Well, depending on how talented they are. I mean, Terrell Owens was coddled. Terrell Owens was coddled for years in San Francisco and all the places he played.
You think Nick Saban's going to change the way he does business? Not going to happen. So, I don't know.
Saban gets all the best players.
Well, can you blame him? I mean, they get everybody. You go there, and if you're good, you're going to get drafted and make a lot of chips. So, I can't, Maryland needs to get – all these schools need to get better players, but the pressure on these coaches is out of this world, so it's just a lot of hypocrisy that goes with all of this
stuff. Well, especially on guys like DJ Durkin. It's not like he
was – Right, and we know the atmosphere, it's toxic at a lot of colleges. That's just the way it is. Maybe not to this extent, and of course that's a tragedy, but it's brutal at a lot of schools and because of the pressure to win. I mean, this is their livelihood.
We got to go.
Peace.
We'll get some winners next week.
Yes, I have fatties.
All right, do people have to sign up for it? How does it work?
No. Sign up for what?
It'll be
like
on iTunes.
The podcast. How do they know?
No, I don't know how it works.
It's going to be on Intercom. It's going to be
on your guys' stuff. So. Right.
By next week, we're going to give you like bullet points on how to promote your site and everything.
Yeah, I don't know how to do anything except pick fatties.
At Big FN Winners.
I had the worst football season ever last year. I'm coming back with a vengeance this year.
I'll talk to you later.
Good to hear.
See you, boys.
Okay, see you, buddy.
Good to hear things are going well on the home front, too.
Listen how happy he is.
Well, it's all about the skins. Once he started hitting the skins
again. Yeah, but you understand, he was really down for a good 2 months.
Right.
Actually, longer than that.
Well, he was going.
From January to about April, he was really down.
Yeah. Well, I think he was in a tough spot when getting skins.
Now you guys are back together with the podcast. It was a lot of things. You just got to win some games on the podcast, bitch.
Absolutely.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Pressure's on, baby.
Have a good weekend.
JP. Kate's back on Monday. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.